Good morning, good morning, good morning, you guys. We're going to start over. This is Dr. Pearlie Martin, Biblical Principles for Inner Healing. I'm going to see if I can record my prevailing prayers on in the mornings on my podcast here. But the Lord has put me on a journey, a 31-day journey, prayer journey. Prayer is something we should do every day because prayer is us getting in God's presence and getting his direction, for he tells us to acknowledge him in all our ways, to lean not to our understanding, but to acknowledge him in all our ways so he can direct our path. And the truth of the matter is that when we don't acknowledge God, we ignore God. And we come before him asking him to forgive us. And he tells us, he said, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge me so I can direct your path. And we know that even as children, when our children were small, we couldn't just walk out the house and not acknowledge our parents. We had to get their permission. We had to get their permission to go here or to go there. And God is saying, listen, I want to father you. I want to shepherd you. We say Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But we have to allow the Lord to shepherd us. Will we allow the Lord to shepherd us? Will we allow him to lead us? Will we allow him to guide us? Will we allow him to direct our path all throughout our day, every single day? The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And I shall not want. We don't have to want because he provides us every day with everything that we need. We want... As we need it, he gives it to us. As we need it, he gives us to us. And then the more we trust him, the more he adds to us. The more we take his gifts and the more we use his talents, the more he multiplies unto us. For he who is faithful over a little, he has promised to bless us with much more. So whatever it is that you have in your hand, Moses, whatever it is that you have in your hand, whatever it is you have in your hand, whatever's in your heart, whatever God has put in your heart is what's in your hand. Whatever God has placed in your heart is in your hand. The man with the passion is the man with the call. The man with the passion is the man with the call, because your passion is going to fuel your fire. It's going to cause you to be on fire for whatever that God desire is. What's God's desire? Father, we thank you for filling us with complete wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your will, Father. We do not want to be ignorant of you, Father. We want to know what you know. You said before the foundations of the world that you knew us, Father. Help us to know what you know. You tell us to ask for wisdom and you would give it to us, and we wouldn't have to be ashamed to come into your presence because we don't know anything. You know what we know, Father God. Lead us, guide us, help us to be a light in the midst of darkness, Father, so that our lifestyle can bring glory to you. Can bring glory to you. We will not lean to our own understanding. We will not ignore you, Father. We will acknowledge you, Lord God. We come before you. We come before you. We come before you. We bow before you, Lord, and we call you holy. Glory. Hallelujah. You are our Abba, Father. Forgive us for not spending daily time with you. For when we don't acknowledge you, we ignore you. Forgive us. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us. Creating us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit, Lord God. And as we go about our day today, Father God, help us to be conscious of your presence and those that are around us, Father. Be quick to quicken us, to let us know, hey, there's Johnny over there, there's Betty over there. They need prayer. They need a word of encouragement. They need a smile. Help us not to be so busy, Father, going about our day, Father, that we forget to be that good Samaritan and to help someone else along the way, Father God. Glory, glory, Father, we always give you thanks, Father, for enabling us to share, for transforming us from the power of darkness and into your marvelous light. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for making us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, for making us more than conquerors. Holy Spirit, Father, we will follow the Holy Spirit's leading. You said the footsteps of a righteous man or woman are ordered by you. So, Father, as we travel throughout our day, Lord God, Glory, as we travel throughout our day, Father God, by faith, we believe that our footsteps are being ordered by you. We'll be conscious of your presence, Father, all day, all throughout this day. Father, we will be conscious of you. We'll be conscious of your presence. We will be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, Father, for our body is your temple. Let your light shine through us by the lifestyle that we live. Let our lifestyle be your lifestyle as you fill us with complete knowledge of your will. Father, for when we complete your will for today, we have done what you've asked us to do for today. In Jesus' name, we will not go ahead of you. We will not try to figure it out. We will not try to lean to our own understanding. We will not. We will acknowledge you, and we will walk in your footsteps daily all throughout your day. For you say your sheep know your voice, and a stranger's voice they will not follow. And Father, because we have complete confidence in your love for us, Lord God, glory, we have confidence in your love for us. Fear has no place in us, for perfect love cast out fear, Father. We have complete confidence. You proved your love to us when you sent your son Jesus to die for us, Father. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. And we know that you have our best interest at heart, Father. We trust you, Lord. We trust you. We trust you. We have faith in you. We believe you, Lord. We will be sensitive to your leading. We will do what you say as we yield our members to you, Lord. We come before you and say, Lord, not our will, not our way, not our want, Lord. Lead us, guide us, direct us into everything that's true. Lead us, guide us, and direct us, Father, in the way you would have us to go. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the peace of Israel, Father. Thank you for those that are in leadership, Father God. You set one up and you pull one down, Father God. We ask that whoever it is that you want to put in that place of position, the office, Father God, that you even lead us to vote, whoever it is that you want us to vote for, Father God, that you lead us, that you guide us. We will judge everything according to your morals, your values, your way. For you are the only way, Father. We acknowledge you, Jesus, that you're the only way, the only truth, and you're the only life, Father. And everything in our life that's contrary to who you are, to how you are, oh, Father, we ask that you reveal it to us. For our heart's desire is to fulfill your desire, Father. For we understand that the only reason we woke up is because you have a good plan and purpose for our lives. And you woke us up. You saved us on purpose so we could live for you on purpose, Father God. And we give you the glory, Father. We surrender again today. We say, not our will, Lord. Not our way, Lord. Not our will. It's not about what we want. It's not about us. It's bigger than us, Father. It's not about us. We surrender. We surrender. For delayed obedience is disobedience, Father God. Yes, Lord. What is it? How can we serve you again today, Father? For your word is our command, Lord. Your word is our command. Your word is our command, Father. We will not chase after the things of this world, Father. For it takes us away from you, Father God. But we will continuously seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness. And you promise that all these things will be added unto us, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for you said, if we believe, not only shall we be saved, but our household also. Father God, we thank you that you promised us our household. You're faithful. You saved Rahab's household. And when you brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, you didn't just bring those that believe. You brought their entire family out of Egypt in the name of Jesus, Father God. We speak to our children, Father. Speak to our children, Holy Spirit. Speaks in ministering angels, Father God, to those that are of the household of faith. Minister to us, Father. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We thank you that we are strengthened in their inner man, Father. We can do all things because of you who strengthen us, Father. And in your presence is joy and pleasures evermore, Father God. We just thank you, Lord God. as we put on a garment of praise, that we break every spirit of heaviness in the name of Jesus. You said for the spirit of heaviness to put on a garment of praise, Father. And as we enter into your presence, Father, we will experience your joy, the joy of the Lord all day long. Father, for you said in the presence of the Lord is joy. It's filled with joy and pleasures evermore, Father God. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. We speak strength. We lose joy into our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, for today is another good day. Today is another good day, Father, because this is the day you've made and you've allowed us to live in it. You allowed us to live in it. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, Father God. For you are the way, the truth, and the life. You are the how, the what, the when, the where. You told Moses, you said, you are I am. Whatever it is that we need you to be, that's what you are. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, our Jehovah Nitzkitznu. Father, whatever it is that we need you to be, everything that we need is in you, and everything that we need to succeed, you put inside of us in a seed. Father God, we want what you want. 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 Not our will, Lord. Not our will, Lord. We've been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not us, but Christ that liveth. And we crucify our flesh again today, Father God. We yield our members to you. And Father, we say, how can I serve you? Your majesty, how can we serve you, Lord? How can we serve you? How can we serve you, Lord? How can we serve you? How can we serve you? Your word is our command. How can we serve you, Lord? How can we serve you? How can we serve you? Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. How can we serve you? How can you serve us? Father, you gave us life, not to live our own life, but to live Christ-like, to live your life. Lead us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We will be fruitful today. We will be fruitful, not doing what we want, but we will be fruitful doing what you want. For we know that delayed obedience is disobedience. Not our will, Lord, but let your will be done. Thank you for your wisdom to do what you've asked us. We will trust you. We will not be afraid to trust you. We will not be afraid to get out of the boat. We will not sabotage ourselves because of the spirit of fear. It will not torment us, Father God. It will not torment us. And we know your voice because we are your sheep. You said those who are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God, and your sheep know your voice, and a stranger's voice they will not follow. We will not follow the voice of a stranger, Father God. We will not self-sabotage ourselves. We will not be afraid to fail. For fear, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We thank you for a sound mind. We hear you clearly, Father, because we're not being tormented by demonic spirits. We bind the spirit of fear. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you will not lead, God. We will not make decisions based off of fear. We will not make fear-based decisions. We will not make decisions based off what our flesh wants. We will not, in Jesus' name, we bind the spirit of fear. We loose the peace of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your peace, Father. You said when we keep our mind stayed on you, you will keep us at perfect peace. For in this world, we will have trouble. We thank you, Father God, for your peace that's settling and resting upon our mind in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, 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 we worship you. We declare and decree in the name of Jesus, Father God, that souls will be saved, because that's your will. And you say, he that winneth souls is wise. So we stand here before you today and say, Lord, use us. Use us. Here we are, Lord. How can we serve you again today? How can we be kind to someone? How can we be patient to someone in long suffering and gentleness and kindness? Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Use us to be the light in the midst of someone's darkness today, Lord God. Use us to be a light. Use us to be a light. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We'll just sit in your presence. And we'll wait on you like you waited on us. You wait on us all the time. Father, you are patient, long-suffering, gentleness. Thank you, Lord, for waiting on me, for waiting on me. When I didn't know you, I didn't acknowledge you. I ignored you, Father. Thank you so much for your love, for your goodness and kindness that drew us to repentance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus, 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 Jesus. We pray for the peace of Israel. Glory, for we know some of these things must come to pass. We not cannot pray away prophecy, but we pray for the peace of Israel, Father. Glory, thank you for the people, Father, Holy Spirit. Thank you for protecting and covering your people, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Glory, Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, Hallelujah, Jesus. Help we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Guys, we are Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to end it here. You guys sit in his presence, fast in his presence, and continue to pray, continue to praise, continue to worship the Lord. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Stay in his presence, and you will experience his joy. I got to go. You guys be blessed. Glory.